B-Pod Studios.
I'm here with Howard Finkel, the longtime WWE ring announcer Hall of Famer. Howard, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
What's it been like being the number one employee in the history of the WWF and WWE and just that journey through the years?
It's a wonderful feeling to be number one in that respect. And the journey has taken me near and far. I've enjoyed it. I can't say that if I had not gone with WWE at that time, back in 1980, that I could say I saw the world and enjoyed just a great time doing what I've loved to do.
So I asked you before, because I wanted to make sure that I had it right, you did play-by-play. Why ring announcing instead of play-by-play?
I just wasn't cut out for play-by-play. Although people told me back in those days that I really, really did a good job. But ring announcing is something that I believe is a craft. I honed it very, very well. I have a desire. It's a matter of having a want and a desire to do something. And I just guess I was blessed with the God-given talents to go out there, perform, inflect, inject, and just get it done the way only Howard Finkel can do it.
How did you get involved in wrestling? What piqued your interest to get into the genre of wrestling?
I was always a fan. I worked in New Haven, Connecticut in the early 70s, and I wanted to, I was an usher at the a building that back in those days, and I was a big fan. Anytime wrestling came in, I really enjoyed it. The long and the short of it is I was introduced to Vince McMahon in 1975, our Vince McMahon, the Vince McMahon of today. I was introduced to him in 1975 because I was influential in getting wrestling back to New Haven when it was out for a lull in 73 and 74. Television was the main reason, and they didn't realize that they had a TV station that came across Long Island Sound from Long Island. And he wanted to meet me, and the rest is history, as they say.
How is Vince McMahon to work for all these years?
Excellent. He really, you know, let me put it this way: if he couldn't do it, then you couldn't do it. He really is a leader. He's an absolute genius at what he has done, what he has accomplished, and he still works each and every day, which is admirable on his part. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Vince and deep, deep, deep appreciation for him giving me the opportunity of a lifetime.
Do you have a favorite event that you've had the opportunity to ring announce at?
Well, without a doubt, WrestleMania III, Pontiac Silverdome 1987, with 93,173 people in attendance. That was just, you know, it was sick. It was absolutely sick. I couldn't believe I was in the ring. Announcing in front of that big of a crowd. You have to experience it to appreciate it.
What was it like being there with Hulk and Andre?
It was, at that time, it was the match of a century. To have these two individuals get in the ring, to settle their differences, it was just an amazing feeling. Now, of course, Bob Uecker did the ring announcing for that match, if I recall correctly, and that was cool. But just to be in there and to feel the vibes that were coming off of it. To this day, I can't really describe it. You just have to, again, you have to be a part of it to experience it.
Howard Finkel, thank you very much.
A pleasure. Thank you again for having me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.